program. I'm Lynn Farmer in Washington, D.C. In a few minutes after a report of world news, we'll take an in-depth look at some of the events in the news. We'll talk about Middle East policy and politics with the former U.S. ambassador to the area. David Hyatt reports on Prince Sihanouk's return to Kampuchea this week. Barry Wood discusses OPEC, and we'll check in with Bob Chancellor in Southern Africa. Also tonight, San Francisco's cable cars and the end, only temporarily, we hope, of an era. Ken Bader has seen another science fiction movie, and Ryan Sislak has science fact. Tonight, on Weekend. And to begin, the latest world news.
Good evening, I'm Walter Hill. Intensive U.S. efforts for a diplomatic settlement of the Lebanon crisis continue.
To be well. Little cable girl, I'm halfway to the stars. The morning star makes you the echo. I don't care.
Was written in the 1960s. It summed up most feelings of people about that city by the bay, San Francisco, a beautiful, friendly town, the Golden Gate Bridge, charming architecture, steep hills rising from the Pacific shore and traversing those hills, the popular cable cars. Now, you may have seen pictures of these cable cars. They look like individual railway cars which run along the streets and are powered by a cable which runs underneath the street. Carter Smith, the radio station KNBR in San Francisco, is preparing this weekend for a marathon ride on the California Street cable car line on Monday. He'll be on that cable car for 18 hours from 6 in the morning until midnight. He's taking a sweater, a bag lunch, and a telephone. And he'll be talking with other radio stations around the country. Now, the reason he's going to be doing all of this is that the cable cars, one of his city's most popular attractions, are about to stop running.
Well, they certainly are, Lynn. They're going to stop in September, and hopefully they'll only stop for 2 years. The fact of the matter is that after a century of operation, the cable cars are really in pretty drastic and dire need of repair. What has to be done, then, is that the internal device underneath the street, all of the areas where these wire cables run, it's an amazing feat. For example, the California line that I'm going to be riding on has 21,500 feet of steel encased manila rope. It's rope with steel around it. And it's 21,000 feet about moving up and down these hills. Well, they're guided by pulleys. They go in these little raceways underneath the streets. And the earthquake and trucks and just the normal wear and tear has made these raceways so circuitous now that they just have to be totally reworked. The streets are going to be dug up just totally throughout the whole length of the system. But the tracks will also be replaced. But outside of that, above ground, they'll be exactly the same, and the principle will be exactly the same too. In order to repair the system, it's going to cost $58 million in small change. And the city of San Francisco is coming up with its amount of money. The federal government is coming up with most of it. The state is helping out also. But we're still over $1 million shy of the money needed. And that's why, in a couple of days here, I'm going to be getting on the cable car and doing the marathon for over 18 hours. And just to appeal to everyone all over the world, for the cable car is one of the symbols of the United States, and I think it speaks well for our heritage, too.
I take it then, Carter, that part of the reason that everyone is so anxious to preserve the cable cars, of course, history and tradition are one thing, but they really are viewed by you folks who live in San Francisco as a necessity too, then.
No question about it. You know, the cable cars used to be all over the world. There were 38 cities in the United States, for example, that had cable cars, and they were in Australia, and they were in England. They were a very popular method of transportation. They've been outmoded because they don't go very quickly. They only go about 9.5 miles an hour. But with these hills, that's plenty fast enough.
You wouldn't be able to drive your car much faster, and you certainly can't run any faster.
Yeah, they do terminate, most of them, the two out of the three terminate at a tourist area, Fisherman's Wharf. They, you know, tourism is our number one industry in San Francisco, so we want to make our visitors feel very welcome, and they look forward to coming and riding on the cable cars. And we talk about energy conservation. These three cable systems that provide all this transportation, they can have 20, 30 cars on these lines, operates off of one 750 horsepower electric motor sitting in the cable barn. And it drives one of these cables. And it's a fascinating thing to see. And one of the things that they'll be doing, for example, and I hope that those of you who are listening anywhere, when you come to San Francisco, after the repairs are done, make a point to come to the cable barn. There'll be viewing areas. You'll be able to actually go on there. Hopefully, we'll have an underground viewing area where you can see the cables actually moving through the raceways as they approach the big wheels and turn it, you know.
Well, that sounds exciting. Carter, I'll look forward to talking with you on Monday night, San Francisco time, Tuesday morning for most of our listeners, as you stage this radiothon, this marathon ride of the cable cars to help raise money.
Very good, Lynn. May I be so bold as to give you our post office box number here in San Francisco?
I wish you would, so any of our listeners who wish to support this can.
Well, I would welcome anybody's help. The post office box is number 680, that's Post Office Box 680, San Francisco, California. The zip code is 94101. We'd be most grateful for anything that anyone could do.
That's right. It will truly be a public effort to maintain one of the public's great joys in this country, won't it?
It certainly will, and I thank you and everyone at Voice of America for visiting with me today, and I look forward to next time I talk to you. It'll be a little more confusing.
That's true.
Running up and down the hills, but we'll be there, and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Carter Smith, the radio station KNBR in San Francisco, California. Let me remind you again, Carter will be riding for 18 hours on the cable cars in San Francisco on Monday, and he'll be talking with me live here on the Voice of America from his cable car. That'll be on Monday night here in the U.S. You'll be able to hear it on Tuesday morning's Daybreak program. And you're listening to Weekend on the Voice of America this Saturday night. Elaine Johansson, our news editor, is back now.
It's often said you can't go home again. It never is the same.